Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, how you doing? Is Julie Robinson there?
Yeah, who is this?
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
What's first?
Hey, Sleepy. This is a survey for you.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Julie, oh. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
Okay. I know it's still ways off, but there are chances that you will vote. What are the chances that you will vote in November's 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely vote? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and what is your age, ma'am?
I'm 81.
Okay. Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm American.
Okay, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic,
white,
Latino.
White.
Okay.
White.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Are you a strong Republican or not strong?
I am.
Now, thinking about the direction of which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello? Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which direction the country is headed? Hello? Julie? Hello? Hello? Hello, Julie? Hello, Miss Robinson? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Robinson. I was asking,
yes.
Now thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally
I said
speaking,
I'm very dissatisfied. Went away.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you there for a second. I apologize. Okay, and generally speaking now, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Mary Glynsepp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Who?
Mary Glenzenkamp Perez.
I don't know her.
Okay. Do you think the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, improving kindergarten through 12th grade education, border security, protecting abortion and reducing and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Boy, how am I supposed to remember all them? Medicare is very important.
Okay.
And the immigrant situation.
Border security?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not particularly feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Don't know her.
Bob Ferguson?
I don't care for him, so. 50.
Okay, you said 50?
Yeah.
Donald Trump?
I love him.
How much?
That's 100. If I'm all for him.
Okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Joe Kent?
Maybe 70.
Dave Richard?
I don't know. Don't know him.
I'm sorry, Dave Reichert.
Oh, 80.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
80.
Thank you. Now, the elections for president were held today. Would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the elections for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Even though there... you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November's 2024?
No chance.
Is there... Okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you a few qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Zero, if you think that it's important, if you don't think it's important at all. A 5, if you think that it's somewhat important. Or 10, if you think that it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. you may use any number between 0 to 10. A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
Seven.
Okay. Seven, thank you. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
Someone who really understands and hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
10.
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
7.
Okay, thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read
you. You said you had a few questions.
Well, right now we're almost done. We're at 70%. I just have a few more and we'll be done. Remember, okay. Remember, your opinion is important and it counts, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up, she listens to our community and makes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. From 0 to 10, where 0 means not convincing at all, and 10 means very convincing.
5.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she does not play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As a Columbine stated, quote, "Such independence is refreshing, particularly for the first term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party."
Are you talking?
Three.
Okay, and here's one more question. In February of 2022, Marie Glusenkamp Perez miscarried a 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for the reproductive rights and fight back against politicians who will make women's decisions for them.
Maybe an 8.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of surveys, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask you again, if the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Now, I'm going to read you. Now, let me just let you know we're almost done, okay? We're at almost 90%, and after this, I have that'll be all, okay? So now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns of some people who raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you very serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, or 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminals, conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of the ridiculous election fraud lawsuits were here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free, fair elections. 0 means that no doubts at all. 5 means that some doubts, and 10 serious doubts.
Five.
Thank you. We need a leader who will focus on a real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway.